The Story of Mary Poppins, read by Papa Rick. If you're looking for number 17 Cherry Tree Lane in London, and it is likely that you are, for this story is all about 17 Cherry Tree Lane in London, you'll find it. Two children, Jane Banks and her younger brother, Michael Banks, live here with their parents. One day, in the spring of 1920, their mom, Mrs. Winifred Banks, returned home. The cook and the maid told her that the babysitter had quit, and she was no longer going to be the children's nanny, and she had left the house. It seems that the children, Jane and Michael, had run away again for the fourth time this week. Mrs. Banks' husband, Mr. George Banks, was a very strict father who worked at a bank. She had to tell Mr. Banks about there being no more nanny for the children, and that the children were missing once again. But before long, Jane and Michael were returned home by Constable Jones, who said that they were chasing after a lost kite. The children asked their dad to help them build a better kite. But he said no and dismissed them. Taking it upon himself to hire a new nanny, Mr. Banks wanted to put an advertisement in the newspaper for a stern, no-nonsense nanny to take care of the children. But Jane and Michael had another idea. They told their dad about an advertisement they had made for a kinder, sweeter nanny.
Wanted a nanny for two adorable children.
If you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition. Rosy cheeks, no warts.
That's the part I put in.
Play games, all sorts. You must be kind, you must be witty, very sweet and fairly pretty. Take us on outings, give us treats, sing songs, bring sweets. Never be cross or cruel, never give us castor oil or gruel. Love us as a son and daughter, and never smell of barley water.
I put that in too.
If you won't scold and dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us. We won't hide your spectacles so you can't see. Put toads in your bed or pepper in your tea. Hurry, nanny, many thanks sincerely. Jane and Michael Banks.
Mrs. Banks, who strongly agreed with the children, tried to keep the peace. After telling Jane and Michael to go to bed, Mr. Banks ripped up the children's advertisement and threw the scraps in the fireplace. But a strong wind drew the pieces of the advertisement up through the chimney and into the air. The next day, after reading Mr. Banks' newspaper advertisement, a number of older, sour-faced nannies waited outside 17 Cherry Tree Lane in London to apply to be the new nanny. But a strong gust of wind blew them away. Jane and Michael then saw a young, magical nanny coming down from the sky using her umbrella. After landing at 17 Cherry Tree Lane in London, she marched inside and presented herself to Mr. Banks. Mary Poppins was her name. She calmly produced the children's advertisement, which was back together in one piece. Mary Poppins said that she agreed with the requests in the advertisement, but she promised the surprised Mr. Banks that she would be firm with his children. Mr. Banks was confused. As Mr. Banks tried to figure out how the advertisement returned into one piece, Mary Poppins hired herself, and then she convinced Mr. Banks that it was his idea all along. Mary Poppins met the children and helped them magically tidy their nursery by snapping her fingers before heading out for a walk in the park.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Medicine go down, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. The nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a
outside, they met Mary's friend, Bert. Bert did all kinds of jobs, and today he was working as a street painter. So Mary Poppins used her magic to put herself and Bert and Jane and Michael into one of Bert's drawings. While the children rode on a carousel, which is a fancy name for a merry-go-round, Mary Poppins and Bert went on a leisurely stroll. After they met up with the children, Mary Poppins used her magic on the carousel horses. Bert rescued a fox from a fox hunt. Then they all took part in a horse race, which Mary Poppins won. Mary Poppins said that her win was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ache and nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
His word and all would say there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off me out to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Docious alley expiastic fragicali rufus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Their outing was ended when a thunderstorm got Bert's drawings all wet. And then they returned back to London. Mary Poppins made the children take medicine so they wouldn't get sick, and she put them to bed. But Jane and Michael said they were too excited to go to sleep. So Mary Poppins calmly sang to them to help them go to sleep.
Stay awake, don't rest your head. Don't lie down upon your bed while the moon drifts in the skies. Stay awake, don't close your eyes. Though the world fast asleep, though your pillow's soft and deep, you're not sleepy as you seem. Stay awake, don't nod and
dream. Mr. Banks became annoyed by the household's cheery atmosphere, and and he threatened to get rid of Mary Poppins. But instead, Mary Poppins convinced Mr. Banks to take the children to his workplace the next day. So, the next day, at the bank, the children met the elderly Mr. Dawes Sr., who tried to get Michael to put his money in the bank. Mr. Dawes Sr. even took the coin from Michael. Well, Michael demanded his coin back, and other customers who overheard them began demanding their own money back. Jane and Michael ran from the bank, getting lost in the East End of London, until they met up with Bert again, who was now working as a chimney sweep. Bert took them home.
Chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in white. On the rooftops of London,
chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim cheree, chim cheroo. Chim chimney, chim chim cheree, chim cheroo.
Mr. and Mrs. Banks returned home to find Bert's friends dancing in their house, and Mr. Banks sent them away. Mr. Banks then got a phone call from the bank requesting a meeting with him about what the children did. The children overheard the phone call and realized that their father was in trouble. Bert told Mr. Banks that he needed to spend more time with his children, Jane and Michael, before they grew up. The next day, the wind changed, meaning that Mary Poppins had to leave. A happier Mr. Banks was now found at home, having fixed his children's kite, and then took the family to the park to fly it. In the park, the Banks family met Mr. Dawes Sr.'s son, Mr. Dawes Jr., who said that his father died laughing from a joke.
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Oh, oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a
Mr. Dawes Jr. says he had never seen his father happier in his life. And he gave Mr. Banks his job back and even named him a junior partner. Mary Poppins watched the family. With her work done, Mary opened her umbrella and it carried her away on the wind. Bert noticed her umbrella carrying her away, smiled, and said, "Goodbye, Mary Poppins. Don't stay away too long." Clutching her open umbrella and holding her carpet bag, Mary Poppins flew away in the distance. The end.
soldiers in petticoats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid. Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray, our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, sister suffragette. From Kensington to Billingsgate, one hears the restless cries. From every corner of the land, womankind arise. Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clapped in irons again. No more the meek and mild subservience we. We're fighting for our rights militantly. Never you fear! So cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, well done, well done, sister suffragette.
I feel a surge of deep satisfaction, much as a king astride his noble steed, when I return from daily strife to hearth and wife. How pleasant is the life I lead.
Dear, it's about the children.
Yes, yes, yes. I run my home precisely on schedule. At 6:01, I march through my door. My slippers, sherry and pipe are due at 6:02. Consistent is the life I lead.
George, they're missing.
Spend it, spend it. It's grand to be an Englishman in 1910. King Edward's on the throne, it's the age of men. I'm the lord of my castle, the sovereign, the liege. I treat my subjects, servants, children, a wife, with a firm but gentle hand, noblesse oblige. It's 6:03 and the heirs to my dominion are scrubbed and tubbed and adequately fed. And so I'll pat them on the head and send them off to bed. Ah, lordly is the life I lead. A British nanny must be a general. The future empire lies within her hands. And so the person that we need to mold the breed is a nanny who can give commands. You getting this, Winifred?
Oh, yes, dear, every word.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, catastrophe, anarchy. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. I does what I likes and I likes what I do.
Hello, wine lovers.
Today I'm a screever, and as you can see, a screever's an artist of highest degree. And it's all me own work from me own memory. Chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chiroo. I draws what I likes, and I likes what I drew. No remuneration do I ask of you, but me cap would be glad of a copper or two. Me cap would be glad of a copper or two.
Thank you.
chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. La dum da da dum da 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 dum.
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in May. I feel like I could fly.
Now, bird, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your heart so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary.
Mary makes your heart so light.
When the day is gray and ordinary,
Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her.
The daffodils are smiling at the dove.
When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
It's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert. Underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
It's true that Mavis and Sybil have ways that are winning, and Prudence and Gwendolyn set you are spinning. Phoebe's delightful, Maud is disarming.
Janice?
Felicia?
Lydia?
Charming. Cynthia's dashing, Vivian sweet, Stephanie smashing, Priscilla a treat.
Veronica?
Millicent?
Agnes?
And Jane?
Convivial company, diamond again. Dorcas and Phyllis and Glynis are sorts. I'll agree with three jolly good sports, but cream of the crop, dip of the top, it's Mary Poppins, and there we stop.
To laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee, and the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing, the more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast.
Ah!
Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeakers do. I got to let go with a ho. And we love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more you laugh, oh my goodness, the more you fill with glee. The more the glee, the more we're a merry.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less.
Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools.
Without them, disorder, chaos, moral disintegration. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
I quite agree.
The children must be molded, shaped, and taught that life's a looming battle to be faced and fought.
In short, I am disturbed to hear my children talking about popping in and out of chalk pavement pictures, consorting with racehorse persons, fox hunting. Yes, well, I don't mind that quite so much. At any rate, it's traditional. But tea parties on the ceiling? I ask you, having tea parties on the ceiling, and highly questionable outings of every other kind.
If they must go on outings, these outings ought to be fraught with purpose, yes, and practicality. These silly words like
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, well done, you said it.
And popping through pictures have little use, fulfill no basic need. They've got to learn the honest truth. Despite their youth, they must learn
about the life you lead.
Exactly.
They must feel the thrill of totting up a balanced book, 1,000 ciphers neatly in a row. When gazing at a graph that shows the profits up, their little cup of joy should overflow.
Precisely.
It's time they learned to walk in your footsteps.
My footsteps.
To tread your straight and narrow path with pride.
With pride.
Tomorrow, just as you suggest, pressed and dressed, Jane and Michael will be at your side.
If you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe and sound, soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands. In the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of railways through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhound.
More, tell them more.
Majestic self-amortizing canals.
How it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea. All from
tuppence, prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the...
To be specific,
in the doors, terms, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary bank.
Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account, soon you'll see that it blooms into credit of a generous amount,
semi-annually, and you'll achieve that sense of stature as your influence expands. To the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares,
bankruptcies,
terror sales,
opportunities,
all manner of private enterprise,
shipyards,
the mercantile,
collieries,
canneries,
corporations,
amalgamations,
banks.
You see, Michael?
Tuppence, patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the... To be specific, in the doors, terms, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary, bank.
A man has dreams of walking with giants.
to carve his niche in the edifice of time before the mortar of his zeal has a chance to congeal. The cup is dashed from his lips. The flame is snuffed a burning. He's brought to rack and ruin in his prime.
Life is a rum go, Governor, and that's the truth.
You know what I think? It's that woman, Mary Poppins. From the moment she stepped into this house, things began to happen to me.
Mary Poppins?
Yes, of course.
My world was calm, well-ordered, exemplary. Then came this person with chaos in her wake. And now my life's ambitions go with one fell blow. It's quite a bitter pill to take.
It's that Poppins woman. She did it.
I know the very person you mean. Mary Poppins. She's the one what sings,
a spoonful of sugar, that is all it takes. It changes bread and water into tea and cakes.
See, that's exactly what I mean. Changing bread and water into tea and cakes, indeed. No wonder everything's higgledy-piggledy here.
A spoonful of sugar goes a long, long way. Have yourself a healthy helping every day.
An healthy helping a trouble, if you ask me?
You know what she did? I realize it now. She tricked me into taking Jane and Michael to the bank. That's how all the trouble started.
Tricked you into taking the children on an outing?
Yes.
Outrageous. A man with all the important things you have to do. Shameful.
You're a man of high position, esteemed by your peers. And when your little tykes are crying, you haven't time to dry their tears and see them grateful little faces smiling up at you. Because their dad, he always knows just what to do.
Like you say, Governor,
you've got to grind, grind, grind at that grindstone. Though childhood slips like sand through a sieve, and all too soon they've up and grown, and then they've flown, and it's too late for you to give. Just that spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down.
Well, goodbye, Governor. Sorry to have troubled you.